Hello and welcome to Coffee Chat with Dream Life Creators, a podcast where we inspire, motivate, encourage, and also give you practical tips to live your dream life here and now. I'm your host, Alinka Tercic, and today I'm excited to chat with Gina Mann. Hey, Gina.
Hi, Alinka.
Hi, lovely to talk with you.
So today we will be talking about taking control of your eating and not dieting again. So you will share more about your weight loss journey, and I'm excited because I'm not really struggling with my weight, but I'm always looking for ways to, you know, to keep my weight where I want it to be and also eat healthier and be more conscious of the food that we are taking. So I'm really looking forward to your tips and to your experience that you have with your journey. So first, tell me what led you to this success, let's say, because in the past few months, you managed to lose quite a lot of weight and you kind of redefined what you're eating and how you're eating.
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting journey to get to where I am now, but I can absolutely say, hand on heart, that what I've been doing in the last, I started on the 12th of January, I decided I was going to take control. I've been doing a lot of work on my mindset, and I wanted my body to match my mind, which I just did, you know. I'm very passionate about helping people age with vitality. I'm 61 and I intend to age with vitality. And part of that, of course, we all know it, but it's being slim. If you're slim, you have a much better chance of avoiding all the nasty, nasty things that we get, the illnesses and you know, the chronic diseases and stuff. So it's all about making healthy choices. And the program that I've been following is scientifically based. It's got an amazing health tonic that you drink alongside the supplements and the shake that you take. The combination of all those, you have this amazing little booklet, and it's written down exactly what you have to do. Now, I wasn't sure I would like that, because I thought, I don't know if I want people to tell me exactly what I've got to do. But actually, it was really nice because it meant I could just go, what have I got to do now? Oh yeah, and I just did it. But I have to say, Alinka, that before I started, I mean, I've talked about mindset just fractionally there. I wanted to do it. I thought about it for quite a long time. The week before I started, I actively started to eat less, which was quite an interesting exercise. And also, I think it's a great idea to actually do a food diary. Not to show anybody, and just to see what you're eating, because it's interesting. Once you write down, once you record everything, and you record what you're drinking as well, and then you can look back and you think, really? Did I really need to eat all that? You know, you think, why am I eating all this? It's crazy. And I think that's one of the things that has struck me. Oh yeah, so by the time I started, I was actually excited. You know, when I got the program and all that, everything, I was excited. And I've never been excited at the thought of starting a diet before. Blimey, you know, that was the last thing I thought, oh no. But actually, it's difficult, isn't it? Because I have lost a lot of weight and my shape has changed immensely and I'm really pleased with myself. But it's also about knowing that I've taken control of my eating so that I won't be doing the yo-yo dieting thing, which I have done, and many women and many men do as well. And yo-yo dieting is really bad for you. I mean, it really is. So it's about knowing that I found something that has helped me see that I can be in control of what I eat rather than the food being in control of me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, perfectly.
And so going forward, I know that I'm going to be able to... I mean, I haven't quite got to my target weight yet, but I intend to. And I'm actually lighter now than I've been in 20 years, which is amazing. Because when I was 40, before I got to 40, I thought, right, that's it. I'm going to be slim at 40. And I was for about 6 months. And then it all just started. You know, it's exactly the same, isn't it? Oh, it's just it's just life, isn't it? But I think certainly with this program, it makes you realize it changes your relationship with food. It changes the way, well, for me it has anyway, it's changed my relationship with food, which I think is really important because I know a lot of us have got, it's a very difficult thing, food, isn't it? You know, you need it, and but it can be, you can use it as a reward and you can use it as comfort and you can use it when you're depressed, you can use it when you're happy. It stops being what it actually is, which is nutrients for your body to be well. That's what we need food for. We don't need food for pleasure, actually. We don't, and that's I think that's where it's brought me back to, or to a place I've never been before, actually, because I've never felt like that about food before. So I'm wildly excited, as you can tell.
Yeah, I can tell, definitely. But tell me, what's the difference between the decision to do it right this time and all the other decisions that you said you had, and you managed to lose weight and you didn't keep up to it? And I bet it's mostly in the mindset, but what was that trigger for you? What changed in your perception, in your thinking, in your whatever, that, you know, keep you going right now? Versus the past experiences that you had, like you said, with the yo-yo diets and losing weight quickly and then getting it back. And
okay, so this time, it is definitely, it is about my mindset, definitely, for sure, big part. But it's also about the program, because the supplements that are in the program, There's three different types of supplements. One that you take that keeps you full, so you don't feel hungry. One is a fiber powder, and that also, of course, keeps you regular and keeps you full. And the other one is a fat burning. It's a thermogenesis supplement, so that helps your body actually burn your fat. So those three things are, I've never taken anything like that before, and. And I was a bit dubious, you know, I thought, really? But, you know, I wanted to do it, so I started. And I was amazed at how little hunger I've had, actually. In the first 2 days of the, because the first program is a 9-day program, and this is this kickstart thing, and that's the cleanse, and it absolutely makes you feel amazing. And the first 2 days, you really don't eat very much food at all. And I've always been very sort of nervous of that, because I've always thought, I've always had quite low blood sugar levels. So if I didn't eat, I got really sort of droppy. And David used to call me the Tasmanian devil. And when we were first together, he used to keep a Mars bar in his pocket. Have this, when he could see that I was getting hungry. So I know what it's like to not be able to cope without having food. But everything that you do in this plan, and the shakes that you have as well, the nutritional shakes, which have got 24 grams of protein in every scoop and loads and loads of vitamins, which are all in a bioavailable form, so your body gets all the nutrients that it needs. That whole combination is just, well, it's just astonishing, honestly. I've spent my whole life not looking at myself in the mirror when I've got no clothes. Yeah. I'm okay from here, and knees down, fine. The middle bit, don't really want to know. And I'm very, very, I've always been very, very good. It's true. Always been very, very good at, like, wearing clothes that, you know, like, cover
my hiding, right?
I'm a bit obsessed with looking at myself in the mirror with no clothes on. I'm not really sure I should say that, but it's true, because I am, honestly. It feels like the weight's dropping off me. And the thing is, I know the other thing, Elenka, that has been instrumental in my weight loss and how well I feel is the fact that I've kind of stumbled into intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting. I mean, this is something that you choose to do. It's not starvation, and actually grazing like we do in the Western world, like eating all the time, is very bad for our bodies, because every time we eat something, our system has to digest it. And that stresses your body. It gives it more to do. So it can't kind of do the other things that it needs to do. So if you're always giving it food, it's always having to digest it, and it can't do the rest of the stuff. And this is one of the reasons why we get problems. So intermittent fasting, you can do it in lots of different ways. You can choose to not eat anything for a day. You can choose 1 week, yeah, 1 day a week, like the 5-2 diet thing. That's part of it. What I'm doing though is I've just sort of fallen into this because sort of have my supper at 8:30 at night, and that's now, it wasn't, but now it's a bit of fruit and a little bar thing that I found that's really nice and not many calories. So I have that at night with a hot drink, and then in the morning I have my shake, and so that gives me all the vitamins and minerals and the protein, and so I feel full and I don't eat till 12:30. So that's like a 15-16 hour window, and that is perfect. That's the absolute perfect time for your system to have all this lovely time to do all sorts of other things. And so that is also something that's completely different for me, and which I will be carrying on doing, because my intention is to keep on drinking the shake for my breakfast, because why wouldn't I? It's really nice anyway. Actually, I've got my husband on it as well, interestingly.
That's a success.
He's on it. He loves it. Actually, he started it because he didn't do the first program with me, but he could see how well I was feeling and how the weight was coming off. And he said, I'd like to lose a bit of weight. So I said, well, why don't you just drink the shakes? You know, so, and he was having a really healthy breakfast. He was having like porridge and fruit. So very healthy and slow release. So you'd think he wouldn't be hungry, but he always used to find we'd have a cup of coffee about 10, 11 o'clock, and he'd always want something to eat then. And now he has a shake and he doesn't, and he's probably lost a bit more because we weighing ourselves every week, weighing ourselves every sort of fortnight, and he lost 3 pounds in 4 weeks just blinking changing over to the shake.
Awesome.
Although saying that, he was actually eating the food that I was eating, so I mean that's the other part of this plan as well. I mean, there's a really huge emphasis on exercise, and there's a really good they give you lots and lots of lovely meals that you can make that are within the calorie counts on the plan, and they're really nice, absolutely lovely. We really enjoy them. We're pleased because, I mean, we're quite pleased anyway, because the food that we're eating through this process is quite similar to the food that we're eating before, but we're eating less of it. See, it's portion size as well. That's really important, and it's given us some more interesting dishes to eat, which is great. So he's the cook. How lucky am I?
Yeah, you are.
I know, but why marry a chef and why keep a dog and bark yourself? He's a chef, he's got a cook, and he's very good. He loves doing it, and so we've been eating the same food, he's been having more, so I think that's been contributing as well to his weight, you know, because we've been thinking about everything really. So the intermittent fasting, and that's absolutely nothing to do with the program. That is just something that everybody can do, and I would suggest you look into it because it's.
Yeah, I actually I'm learning about it because my daughter is doing it. It is not for me. I remember from the young age, we always had breakfast in my house, you know, with my family when I was a kid. So I kind of carried on the tradition, and I have a low blood pressure, just like you. I have to eat something in the morning, otherwise I pass out. I'm really bad. So I'm carrying on this tradition, but with my family, you know, my husband is not eating breakfast most of the times. My daughter is not eating breakfast, and I tried, but you know, they just don't want to, whatever. And they're all young, you know, to make the decision. And yeah, my daughter is actually doing it, but she's starting. She eats. I think that she starts around 1 p.m. and then the last meal she has around 7 or 8 or something like that. So I actually know, I'm learning to, you know, what it is and how it works and why it works. But of course, I would love you to share what, not just how you choose where to eat and what to eat, but why is it so good for you, or why does it work the way that it works?
Right, okay, the intermittent fasting. Well, So our bodies, when we eat food, our bodies have to process it. And our bodies need energy. There's two ways that our body can get energy. One is from glucose, which is sugar, and one is from fat. Yeah. Now, our body, it's easier for our body to get energy from sugar. So guess what? If you give it sugar, it will use the sugar to make the energy. What does it do with the fat?
Of course.
Well, what does it do with the fat? Well, it thinks, well, I'm not using it for energy. I'll have to store it. So what it does, it puts the fat in little fat pockets.
Yeah.
You have a little fat pocket here, and then you carry on with the sugar. And the body goes, oh, well, keeps putting it in the pocket. Once the pocket gets full up, it gets to a certain size, and it thinks, oh, gosh, well, I can't put any more in there. So, oh, no, I'll have another little fat pocket. And that's what it does. And it carries on. And that's how we get the problems that we get. So if you choose to stop eating sugar, which that I haven't had very much. I mean, and it's everybody, well, hopefully people are getting to understand that sugar is inflammation is illness. That's kind of the way it works. It's not to do with fat and it's not to do with cholesterol. It's to do with the sugar. That's what it is. But certainly, so you get into, your body gets into a state which is called ketosis. I think it's ketosis, K-E-T-O-S-I-S. And that is how we are supposed to be. And I know that's what I am in now, because I feel, you feel really well, because your body is actually burning the fat to give you energy. And I don't know, but I reckon you get better energy from fat than you do from sugar, because I feel a lot better than I did before. And that's with my body doing what it's supposed to do. So that's why the intermittent fasting is good for you, because it enables your body, or it makes your body get into burning fat as opposed to burning sugar.
Yeah, but isn't it, because I'm also on low carb, I love sugar, I would eat sugar all day long, you know, I would eat anything with the carbs. So I'm kind of choosing not to.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's not that hard once you get into it. And of course I find all the other ways, but eating less sugar and, let's say, more fat, or even the healthy fat, of course, does it really matter when you eat it?
Well, if you're doing the intermittent fasting thing, I think the point is that the whole point of the intermittent fasting thing is to give your body a rest from digestion. That's what you're doing, because as I said, if we start from there, then I think, I mean, I just eat normally, you know, I have lunch and I have my tea, my dinner, and then I have my snack. So I have kind of like three little meals a day, and that really works. And I think, I don't think you need to be too sort of focused on, you've got to have this. I think it's giving your body a rest of the digestion of the food, which does do very well, but it takes its toll of your body.
Of course.
Yeah. So as I say, there are different ways of doing the fasting. You know, you can choose not to eat for one day, but for me, it works. And I think it's like everything, isn't it? Like you say, you know, you have to try it.
You have to find what works for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But I want to touch when you just mentioned the sugars. And, you know, nowadays, sugar is everywhere. And we are so bombarded with sort of a low sugar, no sugar, zero fat, zero this, zero that, options that are actually less healthy than the sugar.
Less healthy is a very, very kind description.
Well, I was looking for kind. Yeah. I don't want to get into the war with someone, but you know, the thing that we were told, I remember, you know, my whole childhood we ate margarine, not butter. We had butter, you know, from the farmers, because we were friends with them, but you know, it was like, oh, we don't eat butter, we don't want to eat anything fat. Everything has to be lean, and you know, meat has to be lean, and everything. And it's kind of, now it's getting, you know, we got the different directions.
Very much so.
And how do we find, or how do we decide or choose what's right, not what's right for us, but what is the right information?
Yeah.
You know, because there are so many, and even today I saw on Facebook, you know, and not the original post, but someone was saying, okay, in one group, one person asks for the healthier options and another responds with go with the low carb, go with the zero diet coke, go with the margarine, you know?
Yeah. And
how do we decide what is the information?
I know, it is, and I think the thing is, I think that the low fat diet is one of the worst things that ever happened to us. So if you look at the statistics and all the health charts before we started to do the low fat diets, all the illnesses that we would consider Western illnesses, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, all those sort of things have soared. So it's obviously not working. And obesity has soared. And I mean, I've done quite a lot of research on this. And in a nutshell, it was decided that the low-fat route would be what was the way to go. This was decided by one doctor who did some research on it and made, you know, took some information out of it that was skewed, and that now has been completely is wrong, and that's what it's all been based on, really. And the fact is that because the food industry took the fat out, they had to put something else in, so they put sugar in. And they put all sorts of other things in that are much worse for us. And it's interesting that you say about butter and margarine, because actually butter is much, much better for you than margarine, because although it's a saturated fat. Oh my God. You know, saturated fats used to be the thing that you avoided like the plague. But now they've decided, and they've discovered or rediscovered, because all this was known, but it was just sort of, it was chosen, you know, they went down this route instead of that route, basically. And now they're realizing that actually the low fat thing is not good. Our bodies need fat, but it needs good fat. And they've decided, and they now realize that, you know, butter, avocado, coconut oil, nuts and all that sort of thing, that's good fat. And it's really good for us. And it's not really relevant that it's got quite a lot of calories in it. I mean, you need to be watching the calories that you eat, but as well, you need to be eating things that are good, nutrient-dense food. That's the thing. And I also think that one of the things that you can do, this is my main tip, really, and I know it's easy for me because my husband does the cooking.
Yeah.
I know. But cooking from scratch, it's so important because, you know, the food that's in the supermarket, it's like, I call it faux food, because really it's, if you look on the back of the packet and there's words in there that you can't pronounce, I would suggest you don't eat it.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't eat anything you can't pronounce. That's my huge tip for today. And I know it's not so easy, but there are, you know, it's just so important, because nutrition, you know, you are what you eat, and that is like, that's, you know, our body is amazing, and it reproduces it, all the cells and everything, on a regular basis. So what you're eating today, in a month's time,
show up, of course.
That's what you're going to be, your body's going to have used. So you can see why your poor body goes, "Stah, I can't do this." You're going to have that illness and that one. And then you get in a situation where, because you've got this illness and that illness and this illness, the doctors give you something for this and something for that and something for this, which all don't mix together, which gives you this.
Tell me.
It's mad, isn't it? So I think definitely cooking from scratch is kind of really important.
I agree.
I could do a whole nother thing on that.
No, yeah, I agree. And I'm not, you know, a really big fan of cooking. I cook, you know, as little as possible. But when I started to count what I eat and record, not just for the calories, but for the, you know, for knowing what I eat.
Yeah, nutrients.
It's so much easier to track your food. with the you know, one or two ingredients that you mix together.
Yeah, have all these sauces and this and that,
and then all of a sudden you don't know what you put into. So I agree, and also you mentioned that you know, the calories are not the same from the sugars or fat.
No.
So just counting the calories is not enough.
Yeah, you have to be focused on nutrient dense food. So if you've got a Mars bar that's got the same amount of calories as cabbage, I mean, you're probably going to want to eat the Mars bar, but the cabbage you'd have would be like fill the room probably, because there's a lot of, I don't know how many, but there's a lot of calories in Mars bars. And that's the difference, isn't it? You know, if you say to someone they're on a 1200 calorie a day diet and there's two people doing it, and the one person is, I don't know, just carrying on with the junk food, but just not eating so much of it, and this person over here is eating properly, well, this person over here is going to be much healthier and lose weight better as well. I kind of think it's, you know, that it's not, I think in this day and age, we want things to be easy, we want things to be quick, we want things to be instant, and proper food is none of those things. But it is easy, it can be easy, and it can be quick, but it involves planning. You know, you have to sort of, and this is another tip as well, decide what you're going to eat for the rest of the week. Like, we do that, we sit down on a Monday and we say, what are we going to have for, you know, the rest of the week? And David, well, then we go and get, we look in the freezer, oh, we got that, and this is what we need to get, and that's what we buy. So we don't go and get, you know, people go into the supermarket, that's why we've got so much food waste. You know, they go in the supermarket and they buy one, get one, they buy it, they go, no, I do what I'm going to do with it, put it in the freezer and throw it away next week, or fridge, you know. So it saves you money as well, if you go shopping with a list. Don't go shopping and think, oh, I love that and that, because what are you going to do with it? So I think being organized is, and it's, oh gosh, see, this is it, it's not very sexy, is it? It's not very sexy to be organized, to plan, and to decide what you're going to have to eat. But if you want to be healthy, and if you want to take control of your health, and for me, that means very strongly, because my mom is, I've still got my mom, and I'm very grateful, but she's 80 odd, and she's in terrible health. She is very poorly. She's got diabetes, heart, blah, 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 you name it, she's got it. And most of it, I can see from her lifestyle, you know, she drank quite a lot. She smoked till about 5 years ago. She exercised was something you did on Christmas Day. You went for a walk on Christmas Day, and that was if you were lucky. And eating, oof, vegetables. Oof. So I'm afraid that people reap what they sow. And you know, it's not, I don't think people want to hear that, but it's the truth. You know, I can't sugarcoat it. If you want to be, you know, if you want to live a long and healthy life, and there's no reason why we can't, there's no reason why we can't be really healthy at, you know, 90, because you have to take care of yourself. Of course, you have to do the mindset and the exercise as well. I mean, exercise is really important. I'm not a gym bunny at all. I mean, I like yoga and I like walking and I like swimming. So that's kind of what I've been doing. So there isn't any need to have an expensive gym membership. There isn't any need to buy lots of equipment. All you need to do is just walk. And even if you just walked a little bit more every day, you know, parked your car a bit further away from work, or chose to walk up and down the stairs rather than the elevator, all this helps. And the other thing that has just come to light as well, which is a big health issue, and I think it's going to be massive, is the fact that they've discovered that people who, and we all do, who sit for long periods of time, it's really bad for your health. Yeah. I mean, really bad. And what they've discovered is that even if every hour you just get up, just stand up and sit down again, that actually helps. It gives your body, I don't know what it does, I don't know the science, but I just know that they've discovered that we really need to not be sitting for the periods of time that we do. If you do, that's up to you, but it's not going to be good for your health. And even if you think, well, I sit in an office all day, what can I do about that? There's quite a lot you can do about it. And if you think, well, I'm exercising at the weekend, it's not enough. You know, it's not enough. So it's quite scary, actually, because I think we all do sit. And I mean, there's all these things now, aren't there? Like, there's a standing desk, which I mean, really. But anyway, apparently it's supposed to be good for you. And just like literally just doing more movements. I mean, I don't think I've ever suffered with that too much, because I'm a real wriggle. I'm a real wriggler. You know, my bed at night is like completely, because I'm like, I don't know what I do, but you know, and it's terrible. And I'm always, you know, I'm always getting up and down. But I think I worked in the last office job I had was in a software firm. And so they were very intense, you know, they're really sort of into their software. And the blokes used to sit there for like hours on end and not move. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I had to go up to get, well, I was making the tea all the time. Great. And getting up to go to the photocopier and all that sort of thing. They didn't do, of course. But I think, gosh, that's really is. That's another tip, a really good tip.
Cool. And you're right. We have to take responsibility for our future life. And exactly. I know for myself, my main motivation is because, like you, I have my mother that has all kinds of diseases, and she took like 20 pills per day.
Yeah.
Now she stopped taking them and she's way better than she was ever. Yeah, she just decided that she's not taking, and you know, she will live as long as she will, and when she dies, she dies, and you know, she's not bothering about the pills. And I'm really grateful, because this is I saw in my own eyes what these pills can do. You know, she was like under drugs all the time, and people were saying, oh, she has Alzheimer or dementia or whatever, and no, she does not, she takes too many pills. And that was my main motivation, you know, to not do this to my kids. And you know, you cannot undo in 1 week what you have done to your body for 30, 40, 50 years. And I'm really grateful for all your tips. Where can people find you for more? Because I'm sure, you know, some will have more questions and would love to connect with you, you know, to get more tips.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I hang out a lot on Facebook. That's my main social media thing. And if you just put Gina Manning, GINAMANN, I'm on there such a lot, I come up one first or second. Okay. And there's probably a picture of me with not many clothes on, sort of two pictures before and after at the moment, I think. So you'll probably see.
Well, whatever. But on Facebook is the easiest to find.
Facebook is my, yeah, well, I really love Facebook. I really like it.
Awesome. I really love talking to you. I know we can go for ages, but you know, our time is up. So Thank you very much for all your tips.
Well, I hope it helps someone. And, you know, the thing is, we are in charge of ourselves. We have the power. We can do it. Lifestyle is about 80, 90% of illnesses. So that's what you're doing with yourself. So just choose a better way.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elenka. Fantastic idea. I love these podcasts.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Again, I'm Elenka Tercic, and this was Coffee Chat with Dream Life Creators. Bye.